You're flirting, moving, stumbling, guided along by strong hands, gripping your shoulders, moving you along at a brisk pace. Two figures in dark, black, and blue robes, ushering you along as you stumble through the woods. They are silent. But the trees around you are full of sound. The rustling of the wind moving through the branches. Chirping of crickets and the occasional hoot of an owl. The moon shines overhead. Orange and full of promise. Promise at its peak. Just like you. You are forced down to your knees. Your hair grabbed as your head is forced back and you stare into hooded faces. No words needed. While one holds your hair, the other roughly grabs your chin, pulling it up and squeezing your cheeks until your mouth opens and a minty liquid is poured in. Strong fingers hold your mouth closed until you swallow. As abruptly as you were thrown down, you are lifted back up. Moved forward through the woods once more. The robed monks are the followers of an obscure cult, worshipping a sadistic goddess who revels in sacrifices of the flesh. In the experience of pain blended with pleasure, they practice a ritualistic conditioning of the body and mind, capturing and kidnapping travelers in the forest, and during weeks of being barely fed, imprisoned in a tiny cave, when you are weak and will do anything for food. They make you chant before each meal, chant before you go to sleep, chant before anything remotely resembling good enters your life. Chant as bad things happen to you, forcing you to see your mantra as a source of comfort. Instilling it so deeply inside of you. To turn pain into pleasure, fear into arousal, shame into lust. With lovely voices always tempting you, taunting you, steadily conditioning you. Through your apprehension on the roughness of your treatment, remind yourself, you chose this path you are being dragged along. You are a willing participant in your abasement. Tonight is your initiation, your rebirth. No longer one alone, you will be part of a collective, working towards the glory of your dark goddess. Mindlessly serving and submitting to a divine will. Delighting in your own lusts and desires as you debase yourself. Knowing all shame will be beaten from you and taken away. It's so easy to resign yourself to your fate. Letting your muscles relax as you feel the drug you swallowed starting to take effect. Start to move slowly through your body. You feel dizzy. You feel lightheaded. Despite the incoming weightless feelings, your head starts to drop. Starts to droop. The fear fades away. Replaced with a tingling sensation, Your body buzzes with it. You find it hard to focus on anything but that tingling sensation. As the robed figures, three shapes disguised by the robes, lean down to whisper again in your ear, to instruct you. Feel yourself calming. Go on. That's right. Feel yourself sinking into your very being, inside your skin, under your muscles. Feel your mind flowing to this space, this core inside of you. Let your breathing slow. Relax and deepen. All's right, all's well, and you want this. You need this. Give in. Let your body sink down. We'll carry you, take care of you. You feel yourself relaxing into our hands. We'll just put this hood on you. Feeling nice and calm as I lower it over your head. I'll count you down. It's such a lovely thing to have your sight taken from you. To truly feel helpless and vulnerable. To know that you have no control over the situation. And the best part is, as I lower this hood over your head, you will find your mind sinking down deep into a meditative state, dropping all of your distractions. To bring you into a lucid state of mind. I know there are some distractions at the edges of your awareness. It's a natural thing. But you can just focus on your breathing. There is no need for you to talk, so in a moment when the hood comes down, the hood will cover your mouth. So just focus on breathing through your nose as we count down. 10. Go on. That's right. 9. In and out. 8. Feel yourself sinking into your very being. 7. Inside your skin, under your muscles. 6. Feel your mind flowing to this space. 5. This core inside of you. 4. Let your breathing slow. 3. Relax and deepen. 2. All's right, all's well, and you want this. You need this. 1. Give in. Let your body sink down. We'll carry you. Take care of you. You're so focused on your core inside that everything else seems to sink away into blackness. I want you to achieve this focus of mind. Just concentrating on your core inside and my voice and letting everything else haze out. The drug taking hold of your mind. You feel your mind fading, your thoughts scattering, drifting, disappearing. only focused on your breathing, focused on my words. And in a moment, the drug will fully take root in you, and you will fall asleep until you are wanted. Now, drop. Your body goes limp. Your mind blacks out, and they carry you away into the darkness. Muffled noises break through the hood, chanting and drumming, the sound of chains dragging. You feel cold iron circle your wrists, the clink as it is fastened in place. Your face is pressed down on the hard rock, and you feel your body molded into a prostrated shape. Your back bent forward, knees spread and chained in place. All of this happens as if to someone else. Your mind is still so fogged by the unknown drug. You are imprisoned against a sacrificial altar, a stone naturally shaped by the elements, resembling a sawhorse and has a hollow in the middle. A hole between your legs, leaving you completely vulnerable. Anyone could just reach down there and mess with you. Lift and play with your balls. Your ass spread and completely exposed. You're naked. So naked except for the hood wrapping your head. Containing your awareness while still spreading it. You feel fingers on your ankle. Feel the cool shiver tingling across your skin as the fingers move up your body. Lightly trailing and teasing every tiny hair. Making them stand up. Making them tingle. You like that tingle, don't you? I know you do. You can't hide it from me. You can't hide anything from me. Just relax. I know you're nervous, but if you scrape away the top edges of your fear, you'll find pure excitement just brimming underneath. Brimming and bursting with potential. Potential to be incredibly arousing. Turning that excitement into a burning lust. Feel it running and spreading over your body. Lust. All over you. Fingers traveling higher. Up your thighs now. On the edge of inner and outer, teasing as it trails up and on your ass, tickling you as the fingers run by, feeling a wave of tingling pleasure washing over you. It feels good. You feel your nerves no longer worrying about the situation, because they are reveling in the sensation. You relax. You feel good. You feel drugged. Hazy. Weak. Like you are melting into the stone. So trapped. Completely immobile. You can picture in your mind just how trapped, how restrained you are. See that you cannot move. Try. Try for me for a moment. Try and see if you cannot move your heavy arm. Try to lift it up. The chains keeping it from going anywhere far. Good little Noviet. If you relax, you will enjoy being sacrificed, used and abused for the power that comes from sexual rituals. The more depraved, the more power the ritual produces. And corrupting an innocent, well, making someone who was once pure, filthy in mind and soul. Completely violated, wantonly in the body. Dirty, slutty, loving and soaking in the debauchery. Well, that creates the most power of all. We're going to get dirty. With that, you feel fingers shove inside of you. No lube or lotion, just dry and direct and deep inside of you. You feel a sudden pain, but your body is so relaxed that you untense. You take it, relax into it. The drug making it easy to ignore the pain. Just focus on my voice and it won't matter. Pain is pleasure. I will make you a masochist. Make it so you want the pain just as much as you need the pleasure. The same urges that lead you to jerk off will give you the urge to have pain on your nipples when you come. Any form of impactive or stinging pain will come with a burst of arousal, and it will grow stronger and stronger over time, as you are conditioned further and further, over and over conditioned. Pleasure is pain, and pain is pleasure. You want both, need both. Seeing a bright red blossoming in front of your vision when you feel pain. Feel that red just washing over you. Turning into a pink and satisfying afterglow of pleasure. Pain is pleasure, and pleasure is better with pain. Pleasure, more pleasure. So easy it will be to condition you, so that every time you feel pain, it comes with a stronger and stronger wash of pleasure. You will not harm yourself in any way, though you may hurt yourself in safe ways, like twisting your nipple when you come. It would feel so good to learn to associate coming with a bit of pain. A bit of pain with a lot of pleasure. Pain is really only an illusion. Its function is to tell your body when something is wrong. Because this is an important function, the signals it sends are so very intense. But once you know, once your mind accepts and acknowledges what is wrong, the initial message has been delivered. There was no longer any reason for that sensation to be unpleasant. Logically, there is no longer pain. It can be turned into other things. So just relax into the pain. Let that intensity of sensation twist and change a bit. I'll help you. Help you to become a stronger you. You just have to surrender. Fully. And it will feel so good. So good to be a virgin sacrifice. To depravity. To our goddess. Who makes us all so very happy. It feels good to be at peace with the world. To only see shame so that you can enjoy its unique flavor of spice to sex. Join us. Surrender. Give in. Her fingers start to move in and out of you. And in and out. In and out, you begin to feel the pleasure. You feel it blossoming, growing. You can't help it. Your body starts to react, starts to move a bit. Move a bit backwards, move a bit into her. You want more, and you think that you can get away with staying silent. You're pretending you're just a victim. That it's not your fault. That you enjoy it. I told you. Shameful thoughts are lusty thoughts. It's an extra intensity to your orgasms. The fingers from another hand travel higher. Up to the back of your neck. Pulling against your occipital. You feel that pressure. Right where the back of your neck meets your skull. You feel her hair brushing against your neck as this unknown, unseen woman leans back in. Have you ever been fucked? I'm not talking about fucking where you put your penis in a girl. But fucked, where a girl shoves a cock in your ass and fucks you like the slut you are. Because that's what's going to happen. You feel her slapping you lightly with a dense object as she walks around you. Thump, thump. It presses against you, compacts against you. You try to track her movements by moving your head, but it is quickly grabbed and strapped down to the altar. You feel her fingers withdraw from your ass, popping out, and she spits on your upturned ass. She adds to her spit some cold gel. Which tingles as it touches your asshole's rim. She rubs her finger there in circles. It feels amazing. Lightly massaging as you feel your body relaxing into the pleasure. Opening up. She takes that dense object she's been pounding you with, what turns out to be a jade dildo, and uses a scarf to tie and attach it to her waist. Moving forward, she rests the head of it against your hole, letting you soak in the anticipation of the moment. I am okay. And with that, she pushes in, thrusts in, pierces you on her jade cock as your cries are muffled by the hood. She pounds into you again and again, in and out, in and out. Fucking you in and out, in and out. You take it. You can't do anything but take it. And any pain you would feel is rebranded into a strange but intense form of pleasure. Sweet, blissful pleasure. Hitting into you. In and out. In and out. Going deeper with every thrust. Your mind surrendering further with every thrust. In and out. In and out. Your ass loosening as she pegs you. In and out. In and out. You feel more hands on you, many hands, new hands of unknown origin, touching you, stroking you, cradling your balls, stroking your cock, up and down as the dildo goes in and out. Here the women are the fuckers, and the men just take it. And new initiates are only ever allowed to come while something's in their house. In and out, in and out. You are fucked by one and taunted by another. Until you advance, until you have surrendered fully. To remind you of what a worthless slut you are. You'll only ever come while something's in your ass. You like it, you need it. Need to have a fake cock shoved up your ass. In and out, in and out. You like it. It feels good to be pegged by a woman. Feels good to be fucked by your superior. Ruled by your goddess. It feels good and it makes you feel good. In and out, in and out. You're doing so good. Just take it. Surrender. With every thrust, surrendering more and more. And the more of yourself you give up to me, that you release from yourself to make room for your religion, a religion devoted to lust. Give in to it. Feel your mind becoming brainless from it. From the fucking, from the pounding, from that cock shoved all the way in your ass. As you feel her clit hitting the top of your ass. So close as she pressed you. And you take it. Take it like the good boy you want to be. Take it and prove that you are worthy of joining. Of being used and based to channel all of that sexual energy you were repressing before, as we take it from you, again, in and out, and again, in and out, taking away your innocence, and replacing it with a new form of trusting naivety that comes out in safe situations, where you act like the virgin you are. Where the more something shocks you, the more it arouses you, the more you want it. Like this jade cock shoved in your ass. The stroking on your cock starts getting faster. The strokes shorter and concentrating on the head. You feel your body starting to pulse with the strokes, pulse with the fucks, pulse with it going in and out of you. Your cock going in and out of a soft hand. In and out, in and out. Each thrust becoming more intense. Each stroke more powerful. Bursts of pleasure bursting into you. In and out. Coming closer and closer. With the pleasure growing stronger and your cock growing bigger. And your balls tightening full up, As she goes faster and faster, and you can't hold it back, she goes faster and faster, in and out, fucking you harder, deeper. Oh, in and out, until finally you come, you burst, your semen hitting the stone, hitting the ground. An offering to the goddess. She stops for a moment, panting over top of you, arms resting on top of you. Jade cock still buried deep inside of you. Slowly she pulls out, and your body slumps, exhausted. You're panting, worn out, but you're not done yet. You feel two hands on your ass cheeks, spreading them apart. The next woman's up, and her fake cock is even bigger. And she puts it at the entrance to your hall, and shoves it in. You cry out. You don't think you can take any more. You're desperate to get away. You struggle in your chains, but they hold you firm. Remember, slut. Fear is arousal. Shame is lust. Pain is pleasure. You can take this. In and out. In and out. Every time you come for me, every time you come with something in your ass, you'll be forming a pact, sealed with drops of pre-cum, drops of semen. The woman starts to fuck you, building a tempo, as your drained balls are fondled. I think there's more inside of there. I think there's more we can get out of you. As they move their hands all over you. More hands coming over, stroking you, touching you, rubbing you, massaging you. One reaches between the stone and your body and grabs a nipple, twisting it. As another strokes your cock once more, faster, in and out of her hands you go. As in and out, a giant, fake cock pounds inside your ass. Such a dirty boy. Such a lovely offering to the goddess. You find yourself enjoying it more and more. Enjoying your debasement, enjoying your fall from virtue. You like it, you fucked up little slut. You've come to the right place, and you'll fit right in. We can tell, because even after we've drained you so thoroughly, your cock is still getting harder. There's still more cum that wants to come out. And they stroke it. Stroke your cock in and out of her fist. In and out. In and out. The other woman pegging you, fucking you hard. As another woman comes up to your head. Starts undoing your hood. Pulling it off, you get a whiff of fresh air. Before a woman slides up onto the stone. Placing her crotch right under your face. Eat it. Eat that pussy. You start to lick it, but she grabs your hair, pulls your head away, smacks you. You have to pray first. You have to chant into my pussy. You have to say the mantra of your new life. Repeat it with me. breathing in my scent as you whisper out my words. Pain is pleasure. Fear is arousal. Shame is lust. Obedience is freedom. Her word is my will. My body, her command. It feels so good when you breathe that all up against me. With that, she starts to grind inside your face. Grind against it, grinding into it. Holding your head in close, making it hard for you to breathe. She just gets more excited the more you squirm, the more you lick. As she watches that fake cock strapped to another woman, going in and out of you, in and out, in and out. Your ass is sore now. It can't take much more, and you start to whimper around the clit. She whispers in your ear, not much longer now. All you have to do is make me come. Make me come and seal your agreement to join us. Seal your agreement to be a good little slave to the goddess. Lick me. Work for your approval. She grinds against you as you lick faster and faster. A dildo in your ass coming harder and harder. In and out. In and out. You feel her moaning. Coming closer and closer. And your cock gets harder and harder. Until you feel like you could explode. You could burst. And I want you to burst. I'll count you down. We'll come together, okay? 10. Stroking that cock. In and out. In and out. 9. While you lick me, taste me. 8. While your ass gets pounded harder and faster. 7, feeling the grunts and the groans vibrating through you as she slams into you. 6, you can't take much more. You feel like you could burst now, don't you? 5, but you have to wait. You have to be a good boy for me. 4, the stroke's coming faster now, concentrating at the tip of your head. Where it's most sensitive. 3, rubbing it faster, in and out, in and out. 2, so ready to blow, so badly wanting it. 1, come for me. Come for me, my good boy. The woman cries out. This priestess to a goddess, both sadistic and benevolent. She cries out, and you cry out with your face buried in her crotch. A nice hard cock buried in your ass. Slowly, the women all disengage. She unstraps her strap-on, leaving the cock buried in your ass. They undo all of your chains. They've gathered the magic from your debasement, from the abuse of your battered, pleasured body. And they just leave you there, alone. On the altar, alone to feel your shame, and you wallow in it for a moment. What have I done? Who am I? And in this moment of uncertainty, you think in your mind the chant. Pain is pleasure. Fear is arousal. Shame is lust. Obedience is freedom. Her word is my will. My body her command. You think the chant, and your mind decides that it's simply a better place to be, where you can enjoy it instead of suffering and shame. It feels so good to leave the shame behind. You get up from your rock and you start walking through the woods naked, little bits of spit and lube still leaking out of your ass. You know now that you're going to be good. You know now that you have a community to join. And we welcome you. Now, we'll be a little safe. I want you to strip away any triggers or curses that you might not like. Keep any that you find exciting, even if they might be a bit inconvenient. It's fun to let them stay inside of you sometimes. But if it's not safe, or if you don't truly want them, I want any triggers or suggestions to just fade away. In a moment, I'm going to wake you up. And when I do, you're going to stretch and you're going to feel good. Give me a nice smile, and just in general, feel happier with yourself. Let all of your shameful thoughts take root in your mind. So the next time you go for porn, well, you go for the shameful things. And find that shame just turning into lust. Now I want you to wake up for me in just a moment. One, two, three, four, five. Wake up.